Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Before we get into the words of the Mishnah, we should give a little introduction to what a Hazakah is. A Hazakah, which is the majority of this Perek, is basically the assumption that somebody owns a property or has the right to use a property. When talking about things that are usually owned, a person possessing the item is proof of ownership. If someone is holding onto a shirt, we assume that he is the owner of the shirt. Burden of proof is on anybody else who's trying to take it away from him. But when it comes to real estate, when it comes to ownership of land, if somebody is holding on to the land, using it or occupying it, we don't automatically assume that he is the owner. Rather, the assumption is it belongs to the last owner, and the person who is there right now has to prove that he has acquired it in a permissible legal way. The way that's done is through a bill of sale, through a contract. He presents a document that tells us that he's the owner of the land, and then we're able to rely on the fact that he is the owner. But Hachamim also understood that human beings, they lose documents. How long could a person be expected to hold on to a bill of sale? He can't hold on to it forever in order to show that he's the owner of a property. So therefore they said that after a person is using a property for 3 years, he has a hazakah. He has a presumed status that he's the owner. And therefore, if he used it for that amount of time and there was no protest from anybody on the outside, and then he can get rid of his bill of sale. He can't produce a bill of sale. We assume that he is the actual owner. If the person who owned it previously was the real owner, he would have said something all those years. He would have came up with a protest. So therefore, we don't believe him. If during those first 3 years, the previous owner comes and claims that the land was his, then he has an argument. It's a newly person squatting on his piece of land, and that person who's squatting, it's his obligation to show a bill of sale. If he can't produce a bill of sale, then he's not the owner. If he could produce a bill of sale, then he is the right owner. But after those 3 years are over, then can't expect the person to hold on to his bill of sale all those years. So therefore, the fact that he was there for 3 years with no protest, we could assume that he is the owner of the property. And we tell the person who's trying to claim that it's his property, the previous owner, if you thought that it was your property for all these years, why didn't you protest? This man has been here for 3 years and you never said anything. So therefore, if he is claiming it's his fault. He only blames himself for losing the property because he didn't do anything for all of those years. Now we'll get to the goof of the Mishnah. Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. In this Perek, we'll talk about the laws of Hazakah. Hazakah is the assumption of ownership. How do we know without any other proof that something is owned by a certain person? Mishnah says, Hizkat HaBatim, VeHaborot, VeHasihin, VeMe'arot, והשובחות, המלחסאות, ובית הבדין, ובית השלחין, והעבדים. If somebody wants to establish a hazakah, that they own a house, let's say they don't have any document at all that tells them that they own something. So they have a house, or a pit, or a ditch, or a roofed pit, or a dovecote, or a bathhouse, or an olive press, or an irrigated field, or slaves. וכל שהוא עושה פירות, or any other property that produces income. Income generating, or it has the ability to produce income, or it produces for you, not necessarily income, but you get some sort of benefit from it. Hezkatan shalosh shanim miyom leyom. If a person has it, is using it for at least 3 years on a daily basis, from the first day, full day, to the last day, then the person who's occupying that property has a hazakah. If he's there for three full years consecutively, then it is considered to be his house, even if there's no document, no way to prove it. Sedeh ha-ba'al hezkata shalosh shanim ve'ena miyom liyom. But if you're talking about a field that is watered by rain, the person's considered to have a hazakah over that if he uses it for 3 years. But the 3 years don't have to be full 3 years. Rather, they have to be 3 years from the first day of year one to the last day of day three, but not used every single day. They don't have to be full years. It just has to be sort of bookends. It started at the beginning of year one, first day of year one, and ended on the last day of year three. That creates a hazakah that person owns that field. We'll have now mahloke about how the years work for a rain-watered field. How do those years take place? The mahloke we just, the sedeh ha-ba'al that we just discussed. Rabbi Ishmael omer, shelosha chodashim barishona, ushloshah ba'achrona, ushnemasar chodesh ba'emsa. Person was using the field for 3 months at the end of the first year, 3 months of the last year, and then the full 12 months in the middle. Because harei shemona asar chodesh, a total of 18 months in this situation. According to Rabbi Ishmael, if a person is planting a crop, he could produce that crop in as little as 3 months. So therefore, he has to use it for 3 seasons. So first year, he used it for 3 months. But then that following middle year, he would use it for the entire year, like I have to have a regular crop. And then he would produce another 3 month crop at the beginning of the third year. So he's had that property for 3 crops, for 3 seasons, as a normal owner would. He has established a hazakah. If nobody protests the entire time that he was there, then it's considered to be his property. Rabbi Akiva omer, chodesh barishona, v'chodesh ba'acharona, u'shnemasar chodesh ba'emsa, hare arba'a asar. According to Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't need that full 18-month period in order to establish a hazakah of ownership. Rather, even if he's there for 14 months, 1 month during year one, 1 month during the last year, year three, and then that 1 year in the middle of those for 14 months, according to the Rabbi Akiva, a field could even produce in 1 month's time certain types of vegetables or certain types of unripe grain. Therefore, a person could have it for a minimum of 3 crops, 3 seasons, and that could be even in 14 months. If you do a crop that takes 1 month to produce, then you could have the establishment of the field in 14 months. Amar Rabbi Ishmael said, Ba'amed varim amurim, when were these words stated that, according to Rabbi Ishmael, 18 months is enough to establish a hazakah? Biste lavan, only when talking about a rain-watered field whose produce is gathered all at one time. Aval biste ilan, kenas et tivuato, masak et zetav, kanas et keno, hare elu shaloshani. But when talking about an orchard where there are different types of trees and different types of fruits ripen at different times of the season, for example, they bring the example of grapes, olives, and figs, which ripen at different points during that 1 year, then if he took in the grapes, and then he took in the olives, and he took in the figs, it considers Rabbi Ishmael, hare elu shalosh shanim, that's the equivalent of 3 years. Even though all of this happened in 1 year, it's 3 bringing-ins, it's 3 harvests of 3 different types of produce that happened all in 1 year. Says Rabbi Ishmael, in that unique scenario, even 1 year would be enough to establish hazakah, as opposed to the stel lavan, as opposed to a regular rainwater field where everything is produced right at one time altogether. Then you'd need 3 different harvests because you're only moving items in at one point during the year. But in this scenario that we just mentioned, we're talking about a ste'ilan, talking about trees and orchard and all different types of fruits and vegetables, then 3 different types of foods that you're bringing in, fruits that you're bringing in, would be enough to establish a hazakah, and you don't need that full 3 years. Even the 1 year would be okay.